And I know the three-point line is very prevalent at all levels nowadays. But when I think about really successful teams, for me, Harry, that starts inside. You look at the teams last night, or the teams in the Final Four in general, whether that's Klingon with UConn, whether that's Edie, obviously, with Purdue, whether that's DJ Burns at NC State. We've had some good interior players over my years at Morehead. And even here, Tyjon Claude, he's kind of the forgotten man, but he had a really good freshman season the year before Broome got there, and then Claude got hurt, and then obviously Broome emerged. And then, obviously in my time here, I've been fortunate enough to work with and develop DJ Burns, who was already here, Jamari Smith, who we recruited here, and then this year Nick Ellington, who really came into his own. So I think you've got to be able to score the ball inside in the post and the paint. And then my philosophy is you get threes off of inside-out action, whether that's post kickouts, whether that's driving kicks from dribble penetration from your guards, and whether that's offensive rebound kickouts. So we want to play inside-out. We certainly want to play in transition when the opportunity presents itself. Off of turnovers that we force and off of missed shots that we force. So we certainly want to steal easy baskets there. But then we want to be a really good executing team in the half court. I think as the season prolongs, as you get into tournament play, the game sort of bogs down and becomes a half court game. And you have to be a really good screen team. You have to be a really good movement team from a cutting and getting open standpoint. And you really have to be a good executing team in the half court.